Yeah, good morning, Unalaska Dutch Harbor. I'm Amy Carlo. I'm the Youth Program Services Administrator with APIA's Youth Programming. I'd just like a moment to share with you some exciting activities we have happening this month. On the phone with me is also Dustin Newman. He's a King Cove Tribal member and also our APIA Youth Services Coordinator. Mark Daniels of Make Access IKEA Apprenticeships, and also Shayla Shesnikoff. She's a Kawalongan tribal member of Unalaska there, and also the Camp Kanayu coordinator. So the round of us are here to share an exciting project that we have happening in your community. So it's a collaborative project facilitated by Aleutian Pueblos Islands Association, the Kawalongan Tribe of Unalaska, and also KUCB there. It's funded by SAMHSA and IHS Grant Prevention Programming within the CHS Youth Services Division at Aleutian Pueblos Islands Association. The project revolves around building a traditional ikia, which is a kayak, and also our traditional banya on the island there. It's meant to engage all Anungan far and wide, not just there in the community, for future and present. So we're going to be doing that by using the internet and also recording with KUCB, creating a step-by-step instructional video and a future supplemental guide along with that. So APIA youth activities such as these are intended to tie traditional wisdom and contemporary resources in order to foster healthy communities. So we use evidence-based activities kind of interwoven with cultural relevant approaches in order to engage youth and young adults to learn new skills and acquire cultural knowledge while kind of integrating intergenerational connections. So we have a lot of components and pieces to this project and a lot of people there on the island that I'm so happy to have on the team to help facilitate. And the hands-on work will be done by primarily Dustin and Mark and Shayla out there, and I'll let them kind of talk about a little bit more of the project details, like the activities for the week, some community interviews, and also kind of just the logistics and how to participate in this event.
Fantastic. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, hi. It is really nice to be back in Unalaska. I'm actually just loving it, and went through the 14-day quarantine period, but I was allowed to hike back out over the hills and so on, and the weather has been beautiful, and I had a really good time. Now I'm happy to be getting to work. We are going to be building an ikia, and I've got Dustin has worked with me on several of these, and he's ready to be a teacher at this point, so Dustin and I are going to be teaching Shayla. And I believe we're going to be building one that fits her, and so that's going to be really fun. So we've been out, Dustin and I have been out for the last week or so, roaming around the shores, looking for the right shapes of driftwood and hauling them back in and getting ready for everything. And now it's time to really start keeping to a schedule, and KUCB is going to be filming every step of the way. In detail, with the idea of coming back afterwards, like maybe later this fall, and putting that together into an instructional DVD that will give future Unungan at least a jumping off point. At least they'll have what we know, and then they can take it forward. So that's the idea with that.
Mark, where will you be doing this?
Mostly here at the tribal offices. They have the warehouse, the two big bays off to the side there. We're going to be trying to be visible so that the public can come up and watch and ask questions and maybe help tie some lashings and so on. And then the
is that off Borka or is it off Kashiga or where is this?
Right off of Broadway, right?
Yeah, it's the old UBS building.
Oh, okay. Gotcha, East Broadway.
And, and then the school was gracious enough to let us use their school shop again. for, you know, occasional use of tools. So that's really nice. Want to thank them for that. That's really nice. And actually, the school, we're going to work the Vanya project into their voc ed carpentry class. So it's going to be a little bit collaborative there.
Awesome.
So this is Dustin. I got here with Mark at the same time, so did the 14-day quarantine. Really happy to be back on the island. I'm the grandson of Robert Babe Newman, who is a well-known fisherman, and then Rudy Demoski, who's an editor on Musher and a woodworker. So I come from a long line of fishermen and woodworkers, and really, really happy to be working with Mark. I've worked with him for the past 4 years and building traditional ikkyo, going down to Ferndale. And so being here with this project under APIA, I get to hone in more on my skills, help Shayla, be that backup for Mark. Yes, really, really excited about it. And, of course, with us doing all the stuff here at the tribal office, if you do come, we ask that you please wear your mask, do social distancing, just to help stop the spread and everything.
Okay, very good.
I'll jump in here. This is Shayla Scheisnikoff. Hi, everybody. Just like everybody else, I'm super excited to get going on these projects. I have worked with Mark in the past, whether it be APIA brought them up to the island or he's come up for Camp Kangaiu a number of times. And I've been wanting to do my own build, and Mark does this apprentice program where he teaches people to build. I got a scholarship from Aleut Foundation earlier this year and was supposed to go down and work with Mark in March. But because of the pandemic, that canceled. And coming back home from school early, working on Camp Kangaiu, we're doing these video projects. I talked to Mark, and he expressed his interest. He's been wanting to do this detailed documentation for a while now. We talked with Amy. We put this all together, and now here we are. So I'm super excited to get going on this, to build another ikyak, to have another ikyak out in our warehouse. Yeah, we just want to let the community know that they're welcome to stop by, given that they wear their mask and respect the social distancing. We'll also have a little form for people to fill out, a brief, easy questionnaire. But other than that, we're really excited to get going on the project and to get the community involved. We'll also be working with KUCB to do some social media posts for those who want to look in from home, so look out for that as well.
Cool.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, last year, Shayla, you test drove one of the kayaks. Is that right?
The last year? Yeah. Actually, my brothers and I, we were a part of the launch for the ikyak that we built at Camp Kangaiu. And so Landon was in the newer ikyak that we built. And then me and my brother Talon were in the Aluchta, which is the double hatch kayak that was built previously.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Mark, did you... Or Dustin, did you guys have something?
Well, what Shayla was just mentioning about reaching out to the public reminded me that part of what we want to do is we want this to be very interactive, and we want everybody to be able to watch what's going on and to actually throw questions at us if they have them. Ideally, it would have been neat to have a live stream so that people could just tune in and watch the whole process anytime they wanted to, but I don't think the internet can handle that. So what we're going to do is I have a Facebook page that we're going to start off using as the we're going to go live at a certain time every day. I'm not sure exactly what time that is yet. And but we're going to post that on that Facebook page. So that would sort of be the spot to check in. So I'd like to give that Facebook page.
Okay. Let's give people a quick second to grab a pencil and write it down. Okay, go ahead.
Sure. Okay. So so it's Make Access IKEA Apprenticeships. I'm famous for my long, difficult names, so I'll have to spell that out. It's Make Access, just like it sounds, M-A-K-E-A-C-C-E-S-S. IKEA is I-Q-Y-A-X. The last part is apprenticeships. So Make Access IKEA Apprenticeships on Facebook. That's where we're going to be posting, and that's where we have already been posting pictures, if you want to see what we've done so far. And then we, once we know what time we're going to be doing our go live thing every day, we will post that as well. And it'd be great to see that people are watching and hear some questions, and we'll try to answer them live and show you what's going on. And be nice to know that you're all out there while we're here in our shop. It'd be nice to know you're all out there listening. While I'm at it, while I'm talking about people who are out there, I want to say hello to my friends and my little daughters, Brisa and Olivia, who are listening in. And I think I've got a big daughter. She's listening. They're listening in down in California. And I think my big daughter is listening in Kyoto, Japan, my daughter, Hana. So I want to say a hello to them.
That's great. Great. And you guys will be updating us periodically. I think we'll have another island interview on Wednesday and then Friday. Is that right?
I believe so.
Okay. Somewhere around 9 o'clock, and give us an update. And well, last year you guys did a, I believe it was it a time lapse of the building of it outside the Burma Road here.
Yeah, we did that. I think Shayla was in charge of that, actually, or you were part of that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's floating around somewhere. I think it might actually be on that Make Access. I might have posted it on that Make Access page. I don't know.
Okay, and that's a Facebook page. So if you type in, you've searched for Make Access IKEA. I can't remember the rest of it, Mark.
Apprenticeships.
Okay. So if you do a quick search on that webpage, you might actually see the time lapse of the IKEA being built.
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure it's right there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. Dustin, you also mentioned something about building a hot house or a steam
yeah.
bath. Go ahead and tell us about that.
So a part of part of the whole build with Mark doing the IKEA, and then we're doing we call it a banyo. That's like the Russian terminology. The traditional name we call it a haya, and that's just a. The easiest way I could explain it is like a shed with hot rocks, a wood stove rocks. You splash cold water onto the fire or onto the stove, create steam. It's a steam bath. And traditionally, steam baths weren't something that were used by Unangah people. We have a couple of stories with them, but that was a later integration with when the Russian American company came in.
Okay.
And so we'll be doing that with school, the USCV here, like Mark was saying, with their Voc Ed program.
Okay, and you guys are going to be building it over on East Broadway as well?
I believe.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do, we're building it. It needs to be transportable. It needs to be modular. It's a fairly large steam bath, banya, because it's going to be for public, public use. And so it's kind of large, but it is portable. So we're making it in parts and putting it, assembling it when we find out where its final home is going to be. And I have a sort of a basic plan that we came up with, but I'm really happy to be working with Vince Tudiakoff here. he's an elder advisor on it, and so hopefully he'll be able to steer us and fine-tune it and make it really awesome.
All right, and I do have a thing about our quick question about COVID and the steam bath. Is this somebody going to be using this one at a time type of thing, or maybe just tell us a bit how you're doing that?
This is
Shayla. I'll jump in on that. So right now we don't have a date that we are going to be opening it to the public because of COVID. We are working on developing a system, putting a system in place to keep everybody safe. And for the time being, that might mean that we keep it closed for a little while. We haven't quite figured that out, but that is something we're thinking about, and we want to make sure that it's absolutely safe for everybody before we allow the public to use it.
Okay, very good. All right, anything else that you guys wanted to add before we get back to Mom Rock Monday?
Can you hear me? This is Amy. Hello?
Go ahead, Amy. Jump right in.
Oh. Okay, I just wanted to, I think we touched bases on it, but like Dustin was sharing some of the history with Vanya and the IKEA as a part of this project, will be kind of seeking out people who want to participate and providing some of that historical knowledge with us. So if you're interested in providing community, like an interview for us, that will be part of the project and the film, we would love to hear from you. So if you can just reach out to Shayla there at the tribe, she's going to be helping with coordinating all of our kind of guests there that will be able to provide some of that rich cultural knowledge and traditional background for us too as part of the project. And if you guys have any questions regarding this project or any interest in APIA Youth Services Program in general, you're welcome to contact me too at APIA at 907-222-4242.
Okay, say that one more time, Amy.
Yep, 907-222-4242.
Okay, thanks. And Shayla, would you give the number that they can reach you at the tribe?
Yeah, you can reach me at the tribe anytime between 9 and 5 p.m., and that'll be 907-581-2920. One more time, 581-2920.
Great. Thank you so much, you guys. I really appreciate you calling in. And again, we're going to have some updates on Wednesday and Friday. And, of course, you can always, tune into KUCB for updates, as well as head over to the Facebook site at Make Access Ikiuk Apprenticeships. Tell me if I messed that up, Mark.
No, you did great.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much. I really appreciate Amy Carlo for moderating this island interview, and Mark and Shayla and who else do I add on there?
Dustin,
sorry, Dustin. Yeah, who's from King Cove. Well, thank you so much, you guys, and we're going to get back to the music. And that's all for this island interview. Bye, guys.
Thank you.